The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A man has been arrested in Dublin on suspicion of the murder of Annie McCarrick. The 26-year-old American woman went missing from her home in Sandymount more than 32 years ago. Paul Williams, Irish Independent crime author and journalist, joins me now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, will you remind, I mean, when you think this happened 32 years ago, many of the people listening will have been very young or not even born when this disappearance happened. Can you remind us?
Well, Annie McCarrick was an American citizen. She was born on the 21st of March in 1967. And she was 26 years of age at the time she disappeared. She was the only child of her late father, John, and her mother, Nancy. And she was originally from New York in the United States. So as a teenager, she used to visit Ireland. She visited Ireland one time on a school trip. She fell in love with the place. And she came back to Ireland in the late 80s, and she completed third level studies at St. Patrick's College in Drumcondra and at St. Patrick's College in Maynooth. And she returned to New York in 1991, and where she completed her studies at Stony Brook University in New York. Now, on the 4th of January 1993, she moved back to Ireland to live permanently. And she settled, she rented accommodation in Sandymount, where she lived with two other tenants. And then on March, she's only here 3 months, on March the 26th.
And was she studying or working, or what was she doing at the time?
Well, she was working. She was working part-time in a number of pubs. She was working in a restaurant. She was working in, I think, the Courtyard restaurant in Donnybrook. I don't know if that's still around. A Cafe Java in Leeson Street. And she was just settling into her life here. The last time we know for a fact, the last sighting of her was on the 26th of March. Now, she spoke to her flatmates on that day, Friday the 26th of March, and she had made arrangements with friends. She had invited them to her apartment for dinner the following day on the Saturday. And, you know, the eyewitnesses and her friends at the time said she was quite excited and making plans also for her mother's visit. Her mother was coming to visit her the following week as well. And the mother was due to arrive on the 30th of March. Now, on the Sunday, the 28th of March, friends of Annie's became concerned. She had just vanished. Now, what we know is that this is where this case has continued to haunt Irish society. It's one of the so-called missing Irish, Ireland's missing women cases. She hadn't turned up at work on Saturday the 27th or the morning of Sunday the 28th. So people became quite concerned. And a friend called to her apartment on the morning of the evening the 28th and spoke with her flatmates. Now, this is where she had bought groceries, obviously for the dinner party, on the morning of Friday the 26th in Quinsworth on Sandymount. And that is the very last confirmed date and time that people can say.
Okay, so the groceries were there.
2 a.m.
Was there a receipt and so on showing that she'd bought those groceries at that time?
And she was seen on CCTV then in a local bank where she got money out. Now, what happened then, a major investigation was launched. Annie's father came home to Ireland, or came to Ireland, to and he hired a private investigator, so such was his level of concern. The Gardaí launched a major investigation. Now, this is where the case sort of took a false turn. It was alleged, or it was claimed, that she was last seen boarding the number 44 bus, which was bound for Enniskerry in County Wicklow. And then, subsequent to that, there was an alleged sighting of Annie in Johnny Fox's pub in the Dublin Mountains. Now, that we now know, after all these years, completely contaminated the investigation to the extent that all the Garda inquiries focused entirely on the possibility, the fact that she was, and accepted the fact that the last positive sighting of Annie was in Johnny Fox's. Now, the Gardaí then have never let this case go. And in 2022, it was the cold case review team set up, reviewed the case again, and a new investigation was launched. And it was established that the last reported sightings of Annie had been incorrect. So they held a press conference and they highlighted the new developments, and they confirmed that, you know, this sighting of her getting on the bus to Enniskerry and being in Johnny Fox's was completely inaccurate. So it was to turn the head of the public, anyone who would remember, any potential witnesses, people with information, to say, hang on a minute. So remember, if there is a killer out there somewhere, that individual or individuals will be thinking, has been thinking since until 2022, we got away with it because this thing about her being seen in Enniskerry and in Johnny Fox's.
It completely skewed the investigation because it was going to be conflated with other disappearances in the greater Wicklow area, Wicklow, Dublin, Kildare, you know, all those missing women, and Annie McCarrick was lumped in with them.
The existence of a single serial killer, you know, which of course has been debunked many, many years now at this stage.
So here we are, so many years later. The Gardaí designated it a murder investigation rather than a missing persons investigation. Not before time, I think people will be saying, but they did eventually do that. And now we have an arrest. No more than that do we know.
Well, all we are told is that a man in his 60s was arrested by Gardaí from Irishtown. The guards in Irishtown, a special unit in Irishtown, has been coordinating this inquiry for a number of years now. And like, they wouldn't, put it this way, an arrest like this wouldn't be, a decision to make an arrest like this wouldn't be taken lightly. They're also searching an area of ground or a piece of ground in, we understand, at a house in Clondalkin in West Dublin. Now, they're emphasising absolutely this morning, the Garda press officer, that the people living in this residence have absolutely nothing to do with the investigation. So they have this is a very significant development, Pat, the first significant development in 32 years. And it goes to show that, well, you know, the wheels of justice grind slowly, and this case has never been forgotten. But the fact that this man has been arrested on Section 4, he can be held for up to 24 hours initially and then extended for another 24 hours. So it could be 48 hours. And it depends what happens with the search at the house in Clondalkin. Yeah. But this is a very significant development. This is the most significant development since Friday, March the 26th. 1993, definitely.
And we should bear in mind, a man in his 60s arrested today, that man back then would have been in his 30s. So, you know, a contemporary, more or less, of Annie McCarrick. We should bear that in mind. Okay, Paul, thank you very much for joining us. Paul Williams, Irish Independent crime author and journalist.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.